A new age dawned in the 16th century when the Ottoman Empire took over the whole of the Arabian Peninsula and the Middle East during the time of Sultan Selim I. The region containing Mecca and Medina became known as the province of Hijaz. The Holy Lands, including the sacred city of Mecca, remained under Ottoman rule for many years. The Ottoman Empire ruled over vast expanses of territory at that time, but took a particular interest in the Hijaz and was very careful about the protection and development of these holy lands. During all the architectural work that took place around the Kaaba, they were careful never to construct any building that was taller than it. The way that Sultan Abdul Hamid II had special materials used for the Hijaz railway to reduce the noise of the trains is one example of this respectful attitude. The Ottoman Sultan's attitude toward Mecca and Medina was that they were their servants rather than their rulers. For that reason, all the sultans after Selim I enjoyed the title Khadim al-Haramayn al-Sharifayn, meaning servant of the two holy cities. Throughout the time they ruled over the region, the Ottoman sultans embodied that title by discharging that responsibility they had assumed right down to the finest detail. In the time of Sultan Selim II, the wooden ceilings of the Great Mosque were taken down and replaced with marble domes, over which were placed golden crescent moons. Later on, in the reigns of Sultans Ahmed, Abdul Hamid I, Murat IV, Mahmud II, and Abdul Majid, various different sections of the Great Mosque were restored and new parts added on around. 500 new small domes in the Turkish style were added onto the renewed arches. The 19 existing doors were restored. Oil lamps in the form of trees were located all around the passage for circumambulation. The works of famous architects and masons of the time can be seen in today's Kaaba and its surroundings.